time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Shane Thompson with Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife. They're going to have a big banquet coming up on April 23rd out at the Carbon County Event Center. We're going to spend some time getting to learn about the group and then talk about the banquet, if you'd like to go, what it's going to cost, how you get in touch with all those things, and just get to know Shane and his group, Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife, a little bit better. Shane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's take a moment here and let's talk about the group, Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife. Now, are they a local group? Do they have a national chapter and those kinds of things?
We're a statewide group, and we actually have chapters all over the state and have several banquets, 18 banquets statewide. And we are a nonprofit organization that have a lot of volunteers, and we raise conservation funding to support wildlife and do local projects and statewide projects to enhance wildlife.
And so that's what you guys are all about. So I would assume that the majority of you are fishers and hunters and enjoy getting out and taking care of the outdoors.
Yeah, we do all kinds of habitat projects, and we do things for the youth. We try to get that important for families and the youth to get involved in wildlife and try to enhance the herds. And we are for all wildlife, elk, deer, fish, birds, everything. So not just one species. We're for all species. We do all kinds of transplants. We do a lot of studies, collaring, and just do a lot of winter and summer range projects, kind of what we focus on to keep our wildlife healthy and have healthy herds for now and for the future.
Definitely. And then once again, as you said, it's important to get the youth involved to have that and get ready to roll with that, because, you know, you got to get that next generation in there. And is that really one of the things that you guys focus on?
Yes, we really focus on the youth and trying to get them involved and get them educated on what it takes, and actually the ethics of hunting and family values, you know. And it's a tradition to get the families out and just enjoy the outdoors, and that's a huge part of our focus.
All right, so let's talk about the banquet. Now, this is coming up on April 23rd. It's going to be at the Carbon County Event Center. Let's get some of the particulars on that, you know, your cost, what the cost is going to be on that, and then what kind of things are going to go on at the banquet itself.
Okay, doors will open at around 5 o'clock. There are several different ways to join us there. There's a sponsor package, and it's a $200 fee for that, and it's dinner for two, and the meal will be an awesome meal by San Rafael Works, and you'll have your choice of meal there. There's two different entrees, and the kids are $25 extra for a meal, and every kid 12 and under will get a prize there. We try to get every kid in there involved and give them something to go home with. There's also just a dinner package if you want to come and see what we're about, get the membership, eat dinner, and just go through the games. We have several games. We have general raffles. We have silent auctions. We have live auctions. And just a whole night of all kinds of things we can try to raise funding for the wildlife. So,
and once again, this is all going to be a fundraiser for the Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife. Now, what is your intention? What do you guys do with the funds? Is that when you turn around and use it for workshops and things like that, and help the state or help whoever when it comes to taking care of habitats and things?
Yeah, there's actually a conservation program. We work with the DNR, the Fish and Game, and they create the projects, and do studies and the Forest Service and just wherever we can enhance fencing projects and winter range and actually transplanting animals. And we actually have a bunch of collaring going on. We actually put collars on the animals, and we can follow their and study and what how to help them out a lot. So
all that's going to go on out there. Now, if somebody wants to be a member of Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife, what is the you know, the registration fee?
It's $35 a year, and with this sponsor package or when you come to the event, that is part of it. The $35 membership, you'll get general raffle tickets to go in. We'll have a lot of drawings, and then we have what we call the sponsor package stage, where we give away 10 major prizes, guns, safes, archery equipment, and things of this nature. We have a really nice camp chef, a smoker, and just all kinds of different prizes. And you can come and pick your poison on what you want to put your tickets in for. And there will be other raffle tickets there to you can purchase there. And we'll have games for the kids and a few things to try to win prizes.
All right, so if anybody is interested or wanting to go to this event, what do they need to do?
You can go online and purchase them online. We have an awesome committee. They're all volunteers. We put together a group, and they go around and get donations from our local businesses and or throughout the state. And you can contact one of them committee members, or there is my number or my co-chairman, Eric Luke. He comes and helps a bunch, and we reach out and try to contact most of the people that we've had this banquet for 20 plus years. So we have a pretty good list of people that come and enjoy it, and we try to get more people involved every year. So,
all right. Shane Thompson with Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk about it. You got a banquet coming up April 23rd out of the Carbon County Event Center. Once again, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I hope this event goes well for you, and good luck to you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.